Ready, ready. Perplexed and ashamed, not being able to speak the language, trapped in bondage. Off to the land of the free, home of the brave. Sounds like Haiti to me. But they still telling lies to me, the first independent...
Mecca was a name that was given to me when I came to Miami, and I kind of knew where all the hot spots were at. You know, it means the center. Grimo is a name I've heard ever since I was little. Light-skinned Haitian male with coarse hair is called Grimo. I'm of Haitian descent, but I was born here. And so I don't know about the struggles of Haiti when I was, you know, growing up. We did know of the negative stereotypes that used to plague us. Boat people, we eat cats, Haitian body odor.
They still telling lies to me, the first independent black nation in the Western Hemisphere. We put fear in the eyes of the oppressors, second guesses. But
when I came to Miami, it was nothing like it is now. We would get the fashion late. Sneaker styles would come up in New York, and we would get it 8 months later. Here I am from New York. I know the haps. I got the New York swag, but I'm in a land that's like desolate, and there's nothing. I can't go get no styles. Then I started bumping into people that were in the same situation as myself. And after a couple of years, you can only say you're from New York. You're from New York only so many years. After years go by, and you're enjoying the palm trees, and you're appreciating the sun, and you don't have to deal with the cold weather, you know, then you start saying, like, you know what? Yo, Miami, you know what I mean? Like, that's where it's at, Dade County. This is the paradise that's not in the islands, in the states. This is the, you know, the island that's in the states, you know, Miami, Florida.
Beyond 2020, many didn't make it, but plenty did. We read psalms and sang songs of revolution, freedom or death.
Here I am now. I've learned so much. I've absorbed so much. And here I am going to Haiti. And them reaching out to me thinking that they think that I'm rich, that was a sad experience. I had to actually even take off my jewelry because my chain is like probably a meal for like the whole year for them. And here it is. I have it on as a little luxury, a little shine. You know, I don't overdo it. I'm not really a jewelry person. But, that's just the reality of it. So that part of it was sad.
We marched towards Ford's, the most successful revolution of our time. With one foot shackled to the earth, we gave birth to new horizons, no longer hiding, riding high.
My first language was French. Here it is. I spoke French and Creole, speaking back and forth with them. That's what was spoken in the home. But now when my parents were going for their citizenship, they had to learn some English. They needed to do that. And so now they needed to speak to me in English to practice. Yeah, I became their English teacher. Yeah, and still to this day, you know, there's still certain things that, you know, are being said that, you know, at the time I was like, Mom, it's not you saying it with an accent. And he's like, oh, forget it. I'm Haitian. What do you want from me?
We moved merrily across the lawn from dusk till dawn until we fought for our freedom.